Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strands, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within the European Union Forum, and a series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout the series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing Democracy Here, Democracy Now, which is a Council of Europe youth campaign for revitalizing democracy and also for strengthening mutual trust between young people and democratic institutions and processes. I am Darren Katkuti, Assistant Director of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of Saleh Ahmed Mame, who is Manager of International Relations within the International Relations Unit of the same directorate, and also Ms. Miriam Tauma, who is Chief Executive of Agencia Zaza, Malta's national youth agency, since her appointment in 2010. As Chief Executive, she is responsible for implementing Malta's national youth policy towards 2030, reaching out to, working with and supporting young people. She also has a Master's of Education in Educational Leadership from the University of Sheffield, and she is also a visiting lecturer in Youth and Community Studies at the University of Malta. Welcome, Miriam, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
In order to better understand the work of Agencia Zaza, and there's quite a lot of work involved, there are a number of integrated initiatives that we've also learnt about in previous podcasts. But this campaign, Democracy Here, Democracy Now, is quite current, quite relevant, and this is happening on a European scale, but Agencia Zaza and Malta are also heavily involved in this initiative that's being implemented both at a national level and also European level. So I have a number of questions in order to learn more about this initiative. First and foremost, let's start with the European Youth Policy. How is Agencia Zaza involved in contributing towards the European Youth Policy, and how has the contributions played out? What was our role as Malta?
I mean, Malta is one of the member states of the European Union and of the Council of Europe. We participate regularly in the European meetings, and through our participation, in reality, we contribute to European policy. We have two strategies from both institutions, both the EU and the Council of Europe, and these strategies are usually built and together with member states. They're the strategies of the member states, not of the European Commission, of the Council of Europe. And we participate regularly, we contribute regularly. So in reality, what there is in the policy, it is also part of Malta's contribution to it. It also happened that when the Council of Europe was working on the strategy, I was the chair. I still am the chair of the Council of Europe, and I was chairing the European strategy group. So it was a process of 2 years where we met regularly, contributed, and wrote the strategy together with the Council of Europe to set it for young people for the next 10 years. And it was the same during the European Union. In reality, we have happened to have our presidency during the time when the Commission was preparing a strategy. And when you are really being part of the presidency, you have a bigger contribution to make, and therefore I'm really proud that Malta had a very big contribution in both European strategies. So this is how we contribute as Agenzia Zaza and as the ministry towards European youth policy. In reality, what happens is that what's in the European youth policy usually is translated into our national policy. So our national policy reflects both European policies. We have launched our policy a year and a half ago. So in reality, the national youth policy that we have at the moment is really in tandem with both European policies, and it's a coherent approach towards young people.
Miriam, this brings me to the next question. In fact, this is one of the things that I wish to shed light upon during this podcast. But we've seen an increased focus within EU4 and also within European politics in general, that sort of like youth policy is taking more of a center stage. And it's been also coupled with the emerging challenges of the dual transition that we're experiencing, the green transition and the digital transition, and also as we emerge out of the COVID-19 pandemic. And increasingly we're talking more about responsible citizenship, employability, integration of youth, and addressing the missed opportunities of youth. When we're talking about these European strategies, both and the work of the Council of Europe and what happens within European Union 4, how does it affect the remit of Agenzia Zaza and the work that's carried out on a daily basis by Agenzia Zaza?
In reality, I see it as a mesh, a net, you know. It's us giving the direction to Europe, and then all the other member states setting one direction, and we take that direction. So it's a kind of a two-way process. I mean, we're there to set the European policy, but that European policy also directs our work and directs the work we do at Agenzia Zaza. And it's also a way on how to try and get the young people involved in this as well, and getting them part of Europe and making them feel the European dimension and making them feel European. So in a way, it's like a spider web, you know, which is working all together, and then you get this beautiful picture, as I would say, of Europe and Europeans working and striving for the best.
In fact, I mean, this is very interesting, because you talked about the identity of young people and giving young people an identity and a role in society. And in fact, one of Agenzia Zaza's mission is to give young people a voice, a role in society, a standing in society. So my question is, how does this take place? What kind of initiatives are there to enable young people in Malta and at a European level to convey their voice? And how do these initiatives work?
Darren, you're right. I mean, and this is one of our biggest remits, to listen to young people, not just to listen, but also to implement what they say. I mean, we listen in two ways. I mean, we try and do research. We have an ongoing kind of research program, which we do, and that's a way also how to listen to young people through our scientific research. But we also conduct a lot of consultation, workshops and fora with young people. I mean, both the young people who are in youth organizations and also young people who are in schools. In fact, we hold a number of seminars in schools as well, on different topics and gather their opinion. And in reality, all this, we gather together to use it both nationally and at European level. At a European level, there's a structure which is called the EU Dialogue, and this is a trio thing. So, what does it mean being a trio thing? It's three presidencies getting together to organize an EU Youth Dialogue cycle, and they prepare together with the other member states what they need to know from the young people to try and understand the young people more and to try and come up with policies which are more, which will affect more the young people. And whatever they decide to consult, it comes back to Malta, and together with the National Youth Council, we set up consultations with young people. We gather these results and send them back again to Europe so that all these results are taken up for new policies to be implemented. Usually in each and every presidency, there's a big youth event where some of these young people have been consulted over here. Usually it's three to five young people who are sent over to this event to continue elaborating on the work that has been done at each member state. And then at the end, there are recommendations made to member states so that they are again taken up and really use the voice of the young people for the next youth, not only youth policies, for the next government policies.
Thank you, Miriam, for sharing your expertise and for this insight on Agencia Zaza's contribution to the European youth policy and also to all the work that's carried out within European fora. Agencia Zaza is Malta's national youth agency, and they're responsible for the implementation of Malta's national youth policy towards 2030, reaching out to, working with, and supporting young people. We're now stopping for a short break, and then our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on Miriam's role at Agencia Zaza and whether Agencia Zaza works beyond Europe or not. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Darren, and thank you, Mariam, for sharing your expertise. Welcome back. You are listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and the Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth and Youth Research and Innovation. I'm Saleh Ahmad Mame, your co-host for second part of this episode, and today we are discussing about Democracy Here, Democracy Now campaign. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the ministry's official Facebook page, Educazione, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Agency Azaza, you may visit their website youth.gov.mt as well as their Facebook page, which is Agency Azaza. We continue our discussion in the second part of the podcast, which will focus on Miriam's role at Agency Azaza and whether Agency Azaza worked beyond Europe or not. Thank you, Miriam. The first question of the second part of this podcast is, through your role at Agency Azaza, you have been elected as chair of the steering committee of youth of the Council of Europe. What does this mean to you? Can you please also tell us about your role in this regard?
Well, what does it mean to me being the chair for the steering committee? It means a lot, really, because in a way this is a position which, other member states elect you. So it's not something that somebody chose me, but all the other member states get together for a vote, using a voting system, and they decide to elect someone to be the chair for 2 years. I happened to be elected twice till now. I mean, now my term will end at the end of the year. And being the chair means really steering the meetings, chairing the meetings, but also really part of the decision-making process of the Youth Department of the Council of Europe. I mean, all the member states are, but when you're the chair, you feel and you have the responsibility really to be the one on the steering wheel, you know. So it's quite a prestigious role, and I feel proud that not that I have the role, but that Malta has the role, you know, sort of, and that us, a Maltese island, and someone from a small Maltese, from an island, is really chairing and steering the work of the Council of Europe. So I really feel proud that Malta is really on top at the moment to do this. The Council of Europe works differently from the European Union. Of course, there are more member states. There are 47 member states in the Council of Europe. They get together twice a year. There's also a bureau with a smaller number of member states, and I would be chairing that bureau as well. But a very interesting thing, I was talking about the European Union Youth Dialogue before, a very interesting thing that the Council of Europe has to involve young people is the co-management system. So in reality, there's a group of young people coming from international youth organizations and from national youth councils who are also elected to be part of this co-management system. And throughout the meetings, these young people are there together with the other member states, taking decisions together, forming policy and implementing policy. And this is really a unique mechanism which in reality does not exist anywhere, on how young people are really involved on the decision-making table and in the decision-making process, and getting the member states, the different people who are coming from, the experts from the youth sector, together with the young people doing this. So this is my role, in a way, chairing this, steering this, setting up priorities together with the staff from the department, and moving on, especially now after the pandemic. You know, it has been quite a hard time also for me to chair online meetings rather than face to face, and keep moving on no matter what the difficulties we were facing throughout the pandemic.
Absolutely, we have to keep moving, and yes. As you say, I definitely agree, it is a privilege, and it's also a huge opportunity for young people in Malta. Now, the next question is, how is the Council of Europe working with young people?
Yes, I mean, I was explaining already that it works within a co-management system. So in reality, these young people gather together and they form part. A committee which is called the Youth Advisory Committee, and this Youth Advisory Committee then meets the steering committee for youth together to take the decisions together. And in reality, the Maltese young people are also involved. I mean, the fact that you're the chair means that in a way it makes you feel more responsible to try and engage more Maltese young people in. Last year we had someone from the National Youth Council who was part of the advisory committee, and we had also some other Maltese young people who were part of an international youth organization. So this is how the Council of Europe engages young people really close to the member states, and really part of the whole system. I mean, young people and the member states are an integral system in the Council of Europe.
Interesting. Does Agency Azaza work beyond Europe? How does it involve in itself in this?
It does. I mean, the fact that we're in the Mediterranean, and we work a lot at Mediterranean level as well. I mean, we have been part of the strategy which was being drafted for the Union of the Mediterranean. I happened to, through the foreign affairs in Malta, and we have it really contributed a lot to the new strategy of the Union of the Mediterranean, which has been launched last year, and now soon we would start meeting to implement that. We're also part of the Commonwealth, and we also attend meetings of the Commonwealth and have two Commonwealth youth ambassadors who are part of the Commonwealth Youth Forum and engage themselves in the Commonwealth Youth Forum meetings. And we're also part of the UN. We also have two UN youth delegates who attend regular meetings of the UN and also contribute through us and through the other Maltese young people depending on what the priorities of the UN are and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So our remit is quite extensive. We also have a number of protocol agreements then with other countries which are not European, and we try and exchange points of views and exchange ideas with them as well.
Interesting. The next question, which expanding on this, how does Agency Azaza advocate for young people at international level? I think you have somehow answered.
Yes, in a way, I have some. Yeah. I mean, as I said, we try and gather the different opinions of young people. We have just had Freshers Week, and within Freshers Week itself, we had a special booth where young people can voice their voice, and those recordings we're going to send to Europe. We have sent to Europe. I mean, so in reality, this is how we engage young people wherever we are. We try and engage young people. So if we are in the we're usually every year at the university campus during Freshers Week, and there's always an initiative to try and gather the voices of young people and take those voices beyond Malta, at Europe or at other levels beyond Europe. I mean, we also work with these ambassadors. That's why we call them ambassadors. So it's if it's the Commonwealth Youth Ambassador, if it's UN Youth Ambassador, they are the ones who try and organize activities with young people, gather their voices, and then when they're voicing their voice in the international meeting, it is not their voice, but it's the Maltese young people's voice.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Saleh, and thank you, Miriam, for sharing your insight on the valuable work of Agencia Zaza and also on the Democracy Here, Democracy Now! Campaign. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed Agencia Zaza and the Democracy Here, Democracy Now! Campaign with Miriam Thelma. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email eufairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services that are offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Agencia Zaza, Malta's national youth agency, you can visit their website, youth.gov.mt, as well as their Facebook page, which is Agencia Zaza. We do invite you to subscribe so that you stay tuned with all their initiatives and campaigns, which give a voice to young people. Thank you for tuning in. Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.